It's taken Dallas Area Rapid Transit 20 years to complete a direct rail line to DFW Airport. Make that 19 years and 8 months. DART President and CEO Gary Thomas says the wait officially ends 4 months ahead of schedule, August 18th. That's when DART's rail link officially opens. He called today's preview run a big day.
Because it connects the longest light rail system in the country to the third busiest airport with rail transit in the country. So now we're putting those together and making sure that people can get to and from the airport easily and effectively and, you know, go anywhere where they want in the world.
The ride takes about an hour from downtown. Airline passenger Carol Young can't wait to try it. She and her husband were getting ready to leave on a flight out of Terminal A, which is where the DART train will drop customers off.
I think it's great. You don't have to deal with the traffic. You get on the train and you're here. I wish we had more train travel in the United States. I lived in Europe and, you know, it's just part of life. It eliminates so many hassles.
The airport's executive vice president, Jim Kreitz, says he's giddy that DFW can now join the 17 other global super hub airports with rail service direct to downtown.
Whenever I worked in Germany, Spain, England, France, you go out to the Far East now, as a foreigner in a foreign land, you know where you're going when you need the very logical, laid out information on how to take transit. Once you're there, you're free. And that's how you get to know the city too, isn't it?
Kreitz says passengers aren't the only winners. DFW airport workers will benefit too.
With all the traffic congestion, you know, and everything else that goes on, DART, you don't have to worry about that. Very cost effective, very predictable. You're not going to be late to work, right? And so for these workers coming in here, just a short walk into the terminals, you want to connect with DART, right, to the airport.
Joe Munger, just back from a trip to Vegas and waiting with baggage for a bus to his car, wishes the DART line were already operating. He lives in Richardson.
Because it would be convenient to get here, it'd be convenient to get home, and we have a stop at Arapahoe and Central. So, I mean, it would be perfect to park there, take the DART down here, pick up the DART, and go back home.
That way, Munger says traffic jam worries he used to face in North Texas can stay in Vegas. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.